I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need!
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper!
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated by the hands of somebody who is truly better than you.
Stop defending him, Sean!
I'm just trying to...
Yep. Would you like to have a suckle of my zipper?
All right, let's go.
Hey, sleepers, and welcome to the Sleeper Wire Great Debate Show, where we do a fast debate between two players. I'm your host, Professor Chris, and with me is our wonderful co-host, Prophet Hoos. What's going on today, man?
Oh, thank you for the lovely words. Lovely words. I'm pretty good. How about you, Chris?
I am doing awesome. You know, it's been a good day here in Indiana. Not sunny, about 80 degrees, so not too hot. It's been fun.
It is. Verena, sounds good.
Yeah.
It's been a beautiful day here as well. I cannot complain.
It's a little more humid down there.
It's pretty awesome. All
right, guys. So what we're going to be doing here is having an actual debate-style argument between two players. We're going to spend about 2 minutes each arguing for our player, 1 minute or so for rebuttals, and then 2 minutes for final thoughts on our player. During draft season, so as of right now, leading up to the draft, it's going to be a debate between who we would rather have on our starting team, who we would rather draft. That's going to switch in season to more of a waiver wire debate. But as of right now, we're talking about who we would rather draft. So we're looking at guys who are same position going in a similar ADP. And, you know, we've started off with two great ones. Today we've got another good one. We've got DeMarco Murray versus Jay Ajayi. I've got DeMarco Murray. Who says Jay Ajayi? Hoos, are you ready to jump into this?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I am. I'm going to take the lead on this one since you took it last time. Do you have your stopwatch ready?
Yes, I do.
All right,
and go.
All right, DeMarco Murray is just a true workhorse running back. Last season, he was fantastic. He finished fifth overall in both standard and PPR. He was third in rushing attempts last year with 293, third in rushing yards with 1,287. Sixth in receptions for running backs with 53, and sixth in total touchdowns from running backs as well. In PPR, he only had one game the entire season with single-digit points. Unfortunately, that happened in Week 16, which is the Fantasy Championship, but still, just one game the entire season where he had single-digit points. All of his other games were at least double-digit, and 9 of those games were over 20 points, and 12 of them were at least 15. So the dude just was consistent week in and week out. Last season, Murray had 80-plus rushing yards 9 times, going for 4.4 yards per carry for the season, at least 3 catches in 9 games. He averaged more than 18 carries per game. Like I said, he's just a workhorse running back. Murray played 81% of all offensive snaps for the Titans, and he was on the field for 862 snaps. 81% of all offensive snaps, DeMarco Murray was in there. If you factor in his rushing attempts and his receptions, that means that when DeMarco Murray was on the field, he got the ball 40% of the time. So him just being in the game, he was 40% of what they did was to DeMarco Murray. Now, I know you're probably going to bring up Derrick Henry, right? He's going to be in your argument. Henry had an okay season, but he was only on the field 25% of the time. So Murray was on there 81% of the time. Murray was only on there 25% of the time. Even if that increases, DeMarco Murray has such a big workload that he's still going to be a stud. I mean, we talk about how David Johnson is the Cardinals' offense. For comparison, when David Johnson was in the game, he touched the ball 38% of the time. DeMarco Murray touched it 40% of the time. He is the Titans' offense. They stuck true to that whole exotic smash-mouth running game that they promised. Henry may be a bowling ball, but so is Murray. And DeMarco Murray is just better than Henry at all aspects of the game. He's still 29, he hasn't reached that old man age quite yet, and he's proven that he can handle a huge workload when he's the starter. 392 carries in 2014, 293 last year, just great for fantasy opportunity. Last season, according to Pro Football Focus... Alright, so that wraps it up for my final thoughts on DeMarco Murray. Hoos, 90 seconds for a rebuttal. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get started.
So, obviously, you knew I was going to bring up Derrick Henry. And I kind of have to. I mean, it's hard to just leave the guy out of there. They're not going to just not give the guy the ball. DeMarco Murray had seven times where he rushed for – or he had over 20 attempts. And about five of those times he had over 25. They're going to scale that back. He only rushed for over 100 yards five times. You look at Ajayi rushed for that for over 100 yards four times. And then we all obviously know about the 200-yard games, is that his rushing average is better, 4.9 to 4.4. And you just factor in that there's not a guy there. I mean, yeah, maybe he loses some rushing touchdowns to Damian Williams, but this guy wants to be counted on. You know, Adam Gase is a believer. You know, now he hasn't really been a big running back guy, but you know, Adam Gase knows that he has to rely on the run game. And if you look at what Miami has done the past couple years, I mean, they've obviously had a guy that was able to compete year after year, all the way back. If you look back to when Lamar Miller was there, so obviously my biggest knock would be Derrick Henry. He's going to get more touches. He's just going to. And I mean, Murray, he is old and he's a running back, and their ADP are pretty much side to side, you know, but I'm thinking that you're probably still going to be able to get Ajayi a little bit later. And I mean, I just think that it's just I don't want to say it's going to be a steal, but a couple rounds later, you might even have to grab DeMarco Murray in the first round.
Shit, I was making that sound to stop you like 15 seconds ago, but I muted my mic. All right, so Hoos gets an extra 15 seconds, but that's okay. So that wraps it up for our thoughts for and against DeMarco Murray. Let's move over to Jay Ajayi. Hoos, 2.5 minutes on the clock. Let's go.
Yeah, so as I alluded to, you know, Adam Gase wants to give this guy the ball more and more. I mean, he's a stud back. If you heard anything, or if you own the Sleeperbot app, you've just seen tons of reviews about Clyde Christensen talking about how he's going to give him 350 carries. And while I'm not thinking he's going to get 350 carries, he only had 260 last year. He had 33 less than DeMarco Murray, but he had pretty much the same yardage. He had 1,272, and DeMarco had 1,287, 9 touchdowns versus his 8 touchdowns. He's going to get more work. So, I mean, you just look at those things. Derrick Henry, again, he's going to still be there. And if Jay Ajayi, he continues to get this work, and if he continues to get passing downs, which he has been proved on in the offseason, yeah, granted, it's coach speak, it's mini camp, but those things are nice to see, and that's nice to hear. You know, the guy from Boise State, he put up 1,459 yards there. And, in this first year, you know, he struggled with some with the Lamar Miller obviously was there, you know, and then the beginning of the season, he obviously missed a couple games. Well, not missed games, but it was that whole game where he got left at home. And then in the beginning of the season, they hardly worked him in. So obviously you look at what the coaching staff is saying, and even if you don't believe it, you know, too much, I mean, he's just primed to have a big year. I think you're going to get him a little bit later, albeit maybe just one or two picks later. But I think the touchdowns are going to go up. I don't see Damian Williams vulturing as much. Kenyon Drake, he didn't really do much with his work. You know, he had that one game where he put up like 60 yards and nine carries. Other than that, he didn't do anything. He scored 2 touchdowns. But other than that, we could see what Jay Ajayi is. And he's a beast of a back. You know, I mean, he's a guy that is being undervalued, I believe, just because he's being hyped so much. And he's falling into the second round, kind of to the tail end of the second round, which is kind of ridiculous. You know, I mean, especially the scarcity of the backs. He's a full workload back. You know, and DeMarco Murray, he's going to share. So I don't get it. You know, I did get it, but after I had to start to look into the numbers, I clearly got to go with Jay Ajayi.
So before I get into my argument for Jay Ajayi, so before we set the timer, I want to remind the listeners, if you're listening for the first time, that the purpose of these debates is not for Hoos and I to convince the other person. So I'm not trying to convince him that DeMarco Murray is better. He's not trying to convince me that Jay Ajayi is better. We're not looking for a winner here. The purpose of these debates is to give you guys all the information for you to make that decision. So, like, do I want this guy or this guy? Let me listen to this great debate, and then that's going to help me make my decision. So, now that that is out of the way, I'm going to go ahead and jump into JHI right here. We don't have many debates where we don't like both players, right? But I'm going to go ahead and admit. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and admit that I don't like JHI. JHI is the perfect example of why we do the great debate. We dig into the stats. We don't look at the overall line at the end of the season. Yeah, 1272 and 8 rushing touchdowns, finishing as the RB11. Sounds awesome. But when you break it down, 49% of his rushing yards came in 3 games, where he luckily lumbered for 200-plus in those 3. If you include his other 111-yard game, that means 58% of all of his yards were in a quarter of a season. So nearly 60% in just 4 games. In the other 11 games that he played, because remember, he wasn't there week 1, he never reached 80 yards. 9 of his 15 games were under 62 rushing yards. Speaking in terms of fantasy, Ajayi had 10 or fewer points in 9 of his 15 games. We talked about DeMarco Murray, how only one game was in single digits. Here, Jay Ajayi had 10 or fewer in 9 games. He topped 20 points only 4 times compared to Murray's 9 games where he topped 20 points. Honestly, I just don't see how these two are considered close. They're going back-to-back in ADP according to Fantasy Football Calculator. I just don't see how that's possible. I don't see Ajayi being a top 10 back, and I don't even have him as an RB1 this year.
Strong.
Yes. Yeah, it's strong. I got heated there.
You despise Ajayi. He won't be on any of your teams.
I don't despise him, but I'm not going to take the guy in the second round. Anyways, let's go ahead and wrap this up with our final thoughts. Since we just covered Ajayi, we're gonna jump back to DeMarco Murray. So I'm gonna get back to him. This is not timed. I know. I think I said 2 minutes earlier at the beginning of the show. That's something I had in a previous intro. I don't get rid of that. The final thoughts aren't timed. So I'm gonna go back to where I got cut off. Last season, according to Pro Football Focus, the Titans had the number one offensive line in the NFL. That hasn't changed. Marcus Mariota has more weapons to throw to now with the addition of Corey Davis and Eric Decker. That opens up the passing game, which in turn lessens the amount of times that defenses are going to stack the box against Murray. That is good for Murray. Now, Corey Davis and Eric Decker being there does not mean that Mariota is going to throw the ball more. He might take a little step up, but he's not going to throw it 200 times more just because those guys are there. They are still going to be a running team. DeMarco Murray is still that workhorse back. He had 40 rushes inside the red zone last year, good for 6th in the NFL. 8 of his 9 rushing touchdowns were in the red zone. Of those, 7 rushing touchdowns were inside the 5-yard line. The Titans give the ball to DeMarco Murray on the goal line, not Derrick Henry, who only scored 3 from inside the 5. Don't forget, Murray still has speed, though. Broke off a 75-yard touchdown run last season, and he threw a 10-yard touchdown pass to Delanie Walker. I had both those guys on one team last year. That was a pretty sweet play.
That was sweet.
Yep. All right, Hoos, give me your final thoughts on Jay Ajayi.
All right. Obviously, you know, Jay Ajayi, I mean, he has that confidence. He wants to be the guy. He never wants to come out the game. He wants to be in there second, third down. Gase just was talking to Miami Herald. Don't want to come off the field. Everybody's concerned with the amount of carries and physical style of running back. They'll handle that, but you got to love this guy's mentality. I mean, he's their bell cow. And as I said, you know, all the way back to the days when Lamar Miller was there, they always had a top 10 guy. So if I'm going to count on somebody that's going to finish in the top 10, I'm going to point to the guy in the Miami backfield, because guess what? Just year after year, they've had a guy that finished there. Titans, not so much. You know, before the DeMarco Murray came there, yes, they do have a great line. All these other, that's nice, you know. But Damian Williams, he doesn't scare me. You know, he's a fine back to compliment him. Kenyon Drake, another guy. They're depth chart guys. You know, they didn't draft anyone. They didn't bring anyone else. This all speaks to great things for him. He's improved his route running. You know, and I just believe that, you know, he's going to improve greatly over this last year. And again, I think we're forgetting, you know, he had that game where he was left home. You bring that game in. And you give him some more touches, he clearly surpasses DeMarco Murray in yardage, and perhaps he gets more touchdowns as well. So he, you know, had a good chance of finishing, you know, really close to DeMarco Murray. Yes, their ADP is close. But if I had to grab a guy based off of who's going to get the full work and who may, you know, lose some touches, on top of that, you got to draft Murray and Henry pretty much back to back. Not back to back. You got to draft him in maybe the first, second round and Henry in like the fifth or sixth. And I'm just not into reaching for two guys in the backfield. I'd much rather just have one, and that's going to be J.J.
All right. There we go. We are going to keep disagreeing on this for the rest of the offseason.
Yeah. For the record, I like both these guys, even though you do not like J.J.
Yeah, I just don't want him in the second round. I don't want him as my RB1, and that's my only thing, is I think he's being drafted way too high, personally. But anyways, we're not going to get into that. We just, you know, presented all of our arguments for it. That is going to wrap it up for this episode of The Great Debate. I want to encourage you guys to go to www.sleeperwire.com. Check out our weekly rankings. You can submit a question to the SleeperWire crew. We get back to you within 24 hours. Oh, you can also find us on Twitter at SleeperWire Show. I'm on there at Seymour SleeperWire, so that's C-M-O-R SleeperWire. I'm on SleeperBot at Professor Chris, the Fantasy Life app at Professor Chris, and on Instagram at Professor Chris SW. So you got to put the SW in there. There was already a Professor Chris. You know, couldn't get that one, unfortunately. Hoos, where can the listeners find and follow you?
You can follow me on the amazing SleeperBot app. You know, I'm on there as a... think Hoos the Prophet, or I might just be the Prophet.
Prophet Hoos. That one.
Prophet Hoos, yeah. SleeperWire Hoos on Twitter. That's H-U-S. SleeperWire H-U-S on Twitter. And, yeah, we're always providing amazing content for you guys. You don't know why we do the show. We do it for a lovely one of our members that's he's pretty much bedridden. You guys hear us talk about him all the time. We do the show purely for him. We make nothing for this show. We just basically want you to direct. If you support the show, please head over to sleeperwire.com. There's a tab there. You can click. It goes directly to Rob's GoFundMe. You don't even have to go to the GoFundMe site anymore. And, yeah, soon as well, we'll also be opening up the league for our listeners. Will you be able to donate some money to Rob and you'll get an entry? So listen out to that as well. And we also got some amazing signed jerseys that we're going to be giving out. Right now we have one from Pristine Auction. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Pristine Auction. They have amazing memorabilia. They've got helmets. They've got bobbleheads. They've got anything that's from your favorite team. You know, and yeah, Father's Day maybe just passed. But, you know, maybe you forgot to give Dad something. You know, just give him a call up. Say, hey, Dad, this is on the way. You know, if you're in your... All you got to do is you leave us a review and you can win a AB signed jersey. That's Antonio Brown signed football jersey. Yeah, that's available from us from Pristine Auction. Please let them know where you guys heard us from. Just let them know you heard it from the Sleeper Wire podcast. Those guys are amazing. And yeah, just leave a review and subscribe. Send a screenshot to our sleeperwire@gmail.com and you'll be entered. And, yeah, good luck to you guys. Keep the reviews coming. They're amazing.
Yeah, pretty much covered all of it there. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you guys next time.